from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 27th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Catastrino. 5 things I wear that are not trendy. I love a trend. I really do. I just also love comfort more than I love being cool. And at this point in my life, those two things are simply not always friends. Let's get into the things that will always be a part of my wardrobe, even if they're not trendy Hokabondi. The fashion people want you to be in a slim climbing shoe right now, most likely by Salomon. Next. Second, from Motherhood Musings. Michael's Bircher Muesli Recipe. For the last few months, Michael has been waking early to get to the bay grocer in Byron for a 6 a.m. start to bake his bagels. This has meant that he's not home for our morning juggle, and he misses out on my hot porridge for breakfast. Instead, he's been making himself Bircher Muesli to take to work with him for his breakfast. Each evening before bed, he diligently prepares his breakfast in a lidded container, even putting 2 prunes on top, which has been part of our breakfast routine for the last decade. They remind me of my grandma. Up next, third, from Now That We're a Family. Homeschool Day in the Life. Signed in previous. And then, fourth, from Kate Viller. Sunny and Sadie Sandler are the real deal. While watching the new Netflix film Don't Say Good Luck, I turned to my sister and said, nobody's doing it like the Sandler sisters. Between the two of them, they are now 3 for 3 at leading Netflix films. I first became aware of Sunny and Sadie Sandler, Adam Sandler's daughters, now 17 and 20, when I watched 2020. Freeze, You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, though they appeared in some of their father's movies before then. Next. Fifth, from Kate Viller. In Dollywood during Christmas time, my family found our Jewish pride. Editor's note. This article was originally written and published in December 2021. We are republishing it on August 26, 2020, 6 in honor of Dolly Parton, who died yesterday at age 80. May her memory be a blessing. No matter where we went, we couldn't escape it. It was almost as if the Christmas spirit was following us. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.